Last individual, please.
Item 689, request of the Portland Youth Climate Council to address council regarding the climate crisis.
Come on up. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Good morning, City Council. My name is Peter Salinger, and I'm a senior at Grant High School, and I'm representing the Portland Youth Climate Council, which was created in 2017 with the passing of the 100% renewable energy resolution to advise the city on climate-related issues. I'd like to start off by thanking the city for the public forum on Zenith that you held last week. It's transparency like that that boosts the public confidence in our city's resolve towards fighting climate change. We hope it will be the first of many. The issues that we came to testify about today surround the Portland Tree Code. Back in the spring, our council first read an article from the Portland Tribune titled Woes at Wapato. It highlighted the distressing fact that 3 acres of trees around Smith and Bybee Lakes are at risk of being chopped down due to gaps in the Portland Tree Code. These trees are threatened as we speak. Upon taking a closer look at the Tree Code, we realized that the issue was not just confined to trees at Wapato. In 2011, when the City of Portland was finalizing the Tree Code, industry put up a last-minute protest claiming that they should be exempt from Tree Code regulations as there was a shortage of industrial land zoned at the time. The city acquiesced to the pressure, in the end leaving both industrial and commercial zones unprotected, with the promise that the Tree Code would be updated when land quotas were met. That day has come and gone. The City of Portland did an economic opportunities analysis in June 2016 and found that the required amount of industrial and commercial land had been met. However, these areas continue to be exempt from the Portland Tree Code and are to this day. The industrial and commercial exemptions have left some of Portland's most valuable resources vulnerable, and in the face of the climate crisis, this is not only unacceptable, but downright dangerous. In our fight against climate change, trees are some of our most valuable assets. The City of Portland should not be in the business of giving industrial and commercial interests unnecessary protection at the expense of our environment. In addition to the industrial and commercial exemptions, we would like to bring one other issue to your attention. The provision in the Tree Code which boosts protections and mitigation requirements for the largest trees in Portland has a sunset clause set for December 31st, 2019. Allowing the sunset clause to remain would cause irreparable damage to Portland's urban environment. We have heard recent rumors that it is now very likely that the trees at Wapato will come down. It is up to the City Council to prevent further unnecessary environmental destruction like this. We have testified before the Urban Forestry Commission and met with Jen Cairo and other city staffers, but in the end, it is up to you to put a stop to this problem. The Portland City Council calls on you to remove the Tree Code exemptions on industrial and commercial zones, exemptions that have existed far past their needed expiration date. In addition, we are asking you to remove the sunset clause on the mitigation requirements for large trees, ensuring that Portland maintains and protects its environment for years to come. Thank you, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Nice job.
There is...